family. He glanced at the forge. Coals glowed a cool orange, but he didn't bother to extinguish them. There was a time when such a thing would have terrified him, but having lived under the fear of his father's berating, the constant reminder that he wasn't good enough, that he would never be good enough, he'd had to find his own way to survive. Had he listened to his father, he would never have listened to the singing of the Lorsith, never learned the lessons the ore itself taught him about forging, skills many of the master smiths had not even learned. Perhaps his listening was the reason his forgings fetched such a premium. Never in Elyavin, though. He did not dare risk that, not after what he had been through. Besides, Brussis managed to export most of what he forged and Rhysiren could keep his cut, an arrangement that had worked out well for all of them. The rest of the smithy looked little like it had when he first acquired it. The hole in the roof had long been fixed. One of Brussis's contacts had spent days patching the hole so that water no longer dripped into the smithy when it rained, threatening to damage the iron and copper he had stored here. Rhysiren had swept and mopped the floor, repairing the few floorboards that had splintered over time. Brick painstakingly repaired left the walls sturdy. Had the smithy been in any other part of the city, he knew it would have been busy, journeymen and apprentices working the forge, the sounds of hammers on metal filling the air, a heavy smoke hanging over everything like it once had in his father's shop. But had the smithy been anywhere else in the city, they would never have found it empty. Even the shelves had been cleaned, wiped down, and now cluttered with his work. Pieces that he had forged over the last few months, each carefully made and inscribed with his mark. It still felt strange to him to think of it as his work.
Are you coming?
Rhysiren turned and saw Jessa leaning over a long table near the back wall, closely examining his recent forgings. Some were crafted from Lorsith, but Rhysiren preferred not to use the metal too freely. He had not heard her come in, but he never expected to. Jessa was one of the most skilled sneaks in Elyavin. I am.
You don't sound convinced.
She smiled at him as she brushed a loose strand of her shoulder-length brown hair behind her ear. A flower with long petals colored gray and green tucked into her shirt. Her head tipped forward slightly as she smelled the petals. Rhysiren suspected he was the only one who noticed how she did that. Of course, with all the time he spent with Jessa, there were many things about her that only he noticed. He wiped the sweat from his brow and waved a hand toward the bin of Lorsith. I could stay here all night and work if I wanted. Brussis wants... He trailed off, trying to decide what it was that Brussis wanted. Knives were easy to sell, and they had an established market. But lately, Rhysiren hadn't been able to make many knives. Decorative items were valuable as well, but not nearly as much as weapons. Elyavin smiths would not make weapons. Doing so was not only forbidden by the guild, but by the Elvraith Council. He wants more, he finally finished. Brussis hadn't revealed why he needed the knives, only that he could sell them. That made Rhysiren worry about his friend. Who did he owe, and how much?
If it's too much, you should cut back. This was never supposed to be hard on you. Besides, Brussis has his debt paid off.
Rhysiren wasn't certain that Brussis had, but Jessa often had a blind spot when it came to him. Not hard, and nothing I don't enjoy. Rhysiren found peace while working the forge, a place where he knew he fit. Strange that his father had tried for so long to keep him from it. Just that Brussis has committed to more than I've been able to manage. You know I don't want to disappoint him. Jessa laughed and stepped forward. As she neared, he smelled the light scent of the flower she wore, the sharp scent of the soap she had washed with, and the other scent that he recognized as her. Somehow, in spite of no longer noticing the bitter scent of the Lorsith, he always managed to notice how she smelled. She grabbed his hand and squeezed.
You don't have to do this yourself. I don't think anyone expected you to do as much as you have.
He shrugged. I haven't done anything I didn't want to.